The Las Cruces City Council is working to shape cannabis policy on the local level, reviewing time, place, and manner recommendations during a recent work session. Policy considerations include limiting consumption areas to indoors and establishing buffer zones between businesses. That buffer zone, a proposed 1,000 feet, has been a matter of concern for some members of the public, with cannabis industry stakeholders advocating for a reduction in the required distance of businesses at a recent cannabis town hall. Las Cruces resident Xavier Hall, who works in the cannabis industry, spoke out against the recommended distance at the work session, saying those in the cannabis industry face significant challenges when attempting to secure a space for their business.
That only adds to kind of a hard problem that we have. So working for Pure Life, I've been recently, over the last year and a half, looking for a new location for us because we've outgrown the location that we're at right now. What I've run into is that, yes, you think facilities are open, but property owners don't want you. They don't want you there.
Catherine Harrison Rogers, with the city's Community Development Department, says the city has heard from many residents who oppose some of the recommendations.
We've received a lot of feedback on these about perhaps that those might be an overreach in terms of the part of the city, since we don't require that for either bars or pharmacies or other like uses. At this point in time, the way we have written the language, we do have some due process available if people in those industries did want to be closer to those residential zones or from another cannabis retailer.
Councilor Ioana Bencomo advocated for the reduction, asking that the proposed distance be changed to 600 feet, a statewide recommendation from the New Mexico Cannabis Chamber of Commerce.
How do we try to destigmatize this as much as possible? I would personally be comfortable and supportive of going down to 600 and take the recommendation of the industry.
Under the proposed policy, cannabis businesses will be required to keep a 300-foot distance from single-family residential zones. Councillor Tessa Beda-Stuvi says she feels comfortable with staff recommendations. She also recommended that businesses be required to install both cameras and lights to establish clear sight pathways around the establishments.
I do think at least cameras and lights, especially very clearly marked at the entrance and exits as people are pulling out, I think they need to be able to have like really clear views. We do have some properties. I know I have one at the corner of University and El Paseo where there's trees that are meant as, you know, just decorative, but they do pose a bit of a hazard when it comes to pulling out of those areas.
Las Cruces Assistant City Manager, Ikani Taomoy Piao, says the state is already working to ensure security measures are put in place.
They will be looking at lighting, cameras, ensuring that there's security, proper security with a security guard. That is one thing that is being taken care of. We're working with the state as well so that we can review those plans. One of the things that we can look into and we can get information is the type of speeds, you know, we can get with public work and see these areas along the commercial sites that might be perfect spots for dispensary locations. We can look into those and, you know, do an assessment and see where we're at right now and present that at a later date.
Members of the public interested in providing additional feedback on city cannabis policy can do so through the City of Las Cruces Cannabis Survey online. For CARE WG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.